My name is Megan Marie Hakkinen, and I'm an ultra endurance cyclist and writer from the west coast of British Columbia, Canada. I'm the author of South Away, the Pacific Coast on Two Wheels, New West Press 2019, shortlisted for the 2020 Trade Nonfiction Book of the Year by the Book Publishers Association of Alberta, as well as the 2020 Kobo Emerging Writer Prize in Nonfiction. I'm a Trans Am Bike Race, North Cape 4000, and Paris-Brest-Paris finisher, as well as the 2019 24-hour World Time Trial Champion and current course record holder in the women's division. To celebrate being shortlisted for an Alberta Book Publishing Award, I'm going to read the prologue for my travel memoir, South Away. A quick synopsis before we begin. South Away chronicles the adventure of a lifetime, bicycling with my sister Alicia from Terrace, British Columbia, down the west coast to almost the tip of the Baja Peninsula. Along the way, we battle with the elements in Vancouver Island's dense northern forests and frigid Mexican deserts, encounter strange men, suicidal highways, and monster trucks, and make some emergency repairs as tires and spokes succumb to the ravages of the journey. Luckily, we meet some good people along the way and glean some insight about the kindness of strangers. Because South Away charts the course of my first long-distance two-wheeled adventure, it is a story that remains near and dear to my heart. I've since cycled across Canada, down the Sierra Cascades into Mexico again, and from tip to tail in Europe, but this is the journey I recall most vividly, and from which all those other experiences sprang from. I will forever be grateful to my sister for sharing the road with me, and to all those who opened their kitchen cupboards to us along the way. You can find the prologue text online if you look up South Away on Amazon or my publisher New West Press's website. If you want to tune in to what I've been doing lately, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Megan Hakkinen. That's Megan with all the letters, M-E-A-G-H-A-N, Hakkinen, H-A-C-K-I-N-E-N, or on my website, meganhakkinen.com. Finally, I just want to say that I'm extremely honored to be nominated for an Alberta Book Publishing Award. I hope you enjoy the prologue. Highway 1 tapered south of San Francisco as my sister and I closed in on Devil's Slide, one behind the other, Alicia in the lead. Rubber tires clinging to the crumbling white line at the asphalt's edge. Devil's Slide's reputation for landslides and collisions preceded it. Warnings about this treacherous, winding stretch of highway had plagued us since the Oregon-California border. Knowing this, we could have taken another route, detoured inland along the interstate, but that would have added an extra half day. Moreover, after sitting on our asses for a week in the San Pablo suburbs, an hour-long train commute from the bright lights of San Francisco proper, we were anxious to hit the road. It was November 10th, 2009. 10 weeks earlier, I had collected my final paycheck, packed my bicycle panniers, and rolled down the driveway of the house in Terrace, British Columbia, where I'd been renting a room for the summer. I am as fresh and untried as they come, a brand new university grad with a BA in archaeology and no actionable plan for the future. I knew I didn't want to end up like my mother or the rest of the content in their mediocrity middle class who populated the Surrey suburbs where I'd spent my childhood, and I knew I wouldn't survive doing something that I hated. Rather than settle into a career assuming there was a job waiting for me, which there wasn't, I decided to ride my bike 6,000 plus kilometers down the western coast of North America from Terrace to Cabo San Lucas at the tip of the Baja Peninsula. A month into the journey, my sister, Alicia, had joined me. Now, we were careening down the dusty California coastline halfway to Cabo, the torrential downpours of Washington and Oregon behind us and SoCal's palm-lined beaches beckoning us south. At Devil's Slide, the highway wound further inland, and soon Alicia and I found ourselves on a wooded mountainside, the rock-scree slope topped with deciduous trees whose fire-hued leaves were carried off by gusts of wind. Pale, near-bare branches ribbed over the roadway. Out of sight, a couple hundred meters to our right, the jagged cliffs of Devil's Slide Promontory dropped into the frothing Pacific Ocean. A car honked. Aimed at us? My heart slammed. Vehicles in quick succession, inches from the sides of our back panniers. Like a pair of rabbits that had inadvertently wandered onto the track of the Monaco Grand Prix, we were trapped. Why hadn't someone thought to leave the road 6 inches wider? With no place to pull off to let vehicles pass, we'd become hostages to this devil of a mountain. I followed the hitch of Alicia's hips as she rocked up the slope, the incline so sharp that we were barely making headway. Simply balancing, maintaining a straight course among the rush wind of passing cars was challenge enough. My ears echoed with the whir of traffic until at last we reached the summit. The woods cleared, our surroundings suddenly arid, barren. Straws of yellow grass poked between smooth hillside stones to our left, sheer cliffs plunged into the violent surf on our right. Once Alicia and I began our descent, I lost sight of the drop, but the snaking guardrail stood as a reminder of our precarious position on the mountainside. My eyes sped along the twisting white line of the shoulder, highway shoulder. Another blaring horn, and my chest cinched tighter. My bike computer read 30 miles an hour, but traffic streamed past as if we were standing still. Abruptly, Alicia's rear tire leapt into my field of vision, too close, and still decelerating. I snapped the brake levers, my back wheel locked. Panic. "Go!" I shouted. A fast-approaching potato chip delivery truck loomed like an aggressive T-Rex in my side-view mirror. "Go, go, 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 go!" I clipped her from behind, tire against spinning tire. She screamed, a feral, deep-bellied wail. I knuckled down on the brakes again, my bike frame shattering from the force, skidding, even closer to the guardrail, eyes fixed on the quicksilver sea hundreds of meters below. "Holy shit," I thought. "This is where my story ends."